this is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
First Timothy chapter 2, from verse number 1. When you read it, First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Give me the New Living Translation, you understand. I'm going to show you something here. Watch this. Listen to what the Revelators wrote. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Number one, intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them, all people, which we don't do. Let's go to the next one. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority. Why should we pray for them? So that we don't pray for them because we love them. The prayer we are praying for them is to our own advantage, so that we can live peaceful. It means that every government can make the people not live peaceful. A government can make one decision and it will bring economic hardship. And the reason is not the government, the Christians don't pray. And unfortunately, in our time, you see, this one was talking about kings. You see the king, it means a monarch system. Now we are in democracy. So there are certain things the devil has penetrated. It contradicts the scripture. If even at the monarch, where there was no parties, they should pray. What about now that we have divided? Because of parties. You see all the party people, they are not clapping. Look at them. Even just what I said, they are angry. They wish they go home. It's so strong. Listen, the person is so strong. It's so strong. That is so fun. And that's why I said that. You can say anything from your mind. It's fact. The truth is saying that for us to live peaceful life, so the fuel price will not go up, water price will not go up, electricity price will not blow up. It doesn't depend on the parliament. It depends on our prayer. Now listen, the most irresponsible statement you make as a child of God is that God is in control. That one is another level. I don't want to go there. If God is in control, why do you pray? If God is in control, what is the place of wisdom? I have always preached. This is the bottom line. That we can live a peace and a quiet life. Look at nations are not peaceful. There are nations, the leader has caused death of people that he is alive. He doesn't care. The more we talk, the more he acts. He doesn't care. All these ignorant people, I will hit the system for them so that they... And let me tell you something. The danger of a very difficult economy is that people don't live a true Christian life. We don't pray again. How did you go to church and you see the pastor say, let's pray? We used to do fasting and pray for nations. We don't. We cannot contradict the truth because the truth says, forget about party politics, partisan politics. There is something you are dealing with beyond what you believe. Suddenly you wake up and your lifestyle has changed. You have left your property, your nice house, everything, and you are running through the bush. Because somebody believes in a party, they didn't pray. Can't you see the picture throughout the Bible? The devil rose up in the Bible and arrested one of our apostles and killed him, Free James. The church was sitting down, talking, argument. Pastors are talking, who has a big church? Who has a nice car? Who has this? Who has this? I'm sure some of the apostles say, this James guy, because he thinks he go to the top with Jesus and he's among the three, he's even proud. The last time I greeted him, he didn't respond well. And you know, the cocky person in the apostolic team is Peter. So I'm sure he'll be talking. It's all recorded, but I'm sure Peter might have made some comments. Everything written was written for our learning. Peter might have made some comments. I'm paraphrasing. And say, yes, I remember. When we went to the top and we were all sleeping, he's the one that woke me up and said, I like sleeping. Whilst he was talking, the police, the soldiers came and arrested him. So there are things you comment and you are the next target.
the devil is calculating something. You don't understand. You are not spiritual like the way I want to be spiritual, so you don't understand. There is a financial hardship that you are in. And let me tell you something. There's a system they created after polity, after coronavirus. The rich must be rich, and the poor must be poorer. So to come out of poverty, you need a lot of effort. Can I say this? Christianity is not easy. And if you want to make it easy and live in your comfort zone, you will mix it. If Christianity is not easy, then let me take the Bible. Pastoring work, pastoral work is difficult. You have to respect your pastors for coming here and standing every time I'm preaching to you. Yes, and leading you in prayer. You have to honor them. Because why do I say that? The work I'm doing that I keep coming, others has given up. They packed their things and they left. If tomorrow I come and I pack my things, what will you do? All you do is to talk. You don't know the effect it will happen. But the way Obroni is saying, God forbid, other pastors has left. I was in America in the invasion. A nice gentleman and his wife came to see me. Nice guy. Living good. Having good business. Supporting the pastor. He said one day the pastor came to church and stood there and said, well, after today, if anybody has... It's not like a church of small. Sizable church in America. If you have any church order, go. I'm off ministry. Ask Pastor Martin. He came Sunday morning and told them that Ejumano, Babre. The guy came to me crying and said, Papa, I need a spiritual father. You have to take me. Please. I said, what happened? He said, up to today, we don't know. The pastor didn't tell anybody. She just said, and the next day, they closed the church building down. We were trying to go to church on Sunday. Please, can you let one of the associate pastors take over? No. It's closed down. Now, the thing is that if you say, follow me, and I say, my brother, oh, then I'll be. Yeah. No, then I'll be. The spirit that caused me to resign, you, they will kill you. There are things you have read. There are things you believe now. It is not in line with the truth. But you are ready to practice. And whether you like it or not, you find yourself consciously or unconsciously practicing them. The influence is so much. You come to church, you hear something, you go to the office, they are saying something contrary to what you said. You are so confused, you don't know which one to believe. Attacks. The family is already shaking. More attacks are coming. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Let me read from verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishly. They perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So when we preach anything about Christ, if you are not saved, it's nonsense. And the two shall be one. The Bible said, naked and not ashamed. It should not be called without dress. It means transparency. Yes. Paul said, you are the proof of my apostleship. The reason I'm called is because you are sitting here. The proof of my calling is you sitting here. Anybody out there, I'm not called for them. I'm not even called for every Christian. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody that will accept the things I preach. I am only called. Paul keep going to the Jewish people. They were beating him. He's passing for the Jews, but he's called for the Gentiles. So this is what Paul said, that for the preaching of the cross. For the preaching of the cross. Go to the New Living Translation. Look at something. I'll come back to King James again. For the preaching, tell somebody the preaching of the cross. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are headed for destruction. They have no plan of going to heaven. They don't have any love for the things of God. They can be religious, but they are not spiritual. The Bible said that headed for destruction, but we who are being saved, oh girl, we are already saved. Not that we. So if you are here, you are not saved. Everything I'm preaching is nonsense. You receive it, your intellectual capacity, your philosophical ideas, but I'm preaching the truth. Watch this. But we who are being saved, who? It means that we are saved, we are being saved, and we shall be saved. The salvation is a continuous thing. I am saved. I am being saved. Why am I being saved? I am making mistake and confessing, and I'm being formed in the image of Christ. I am not perfect yet, but I'm on my way to perfection. And as a result of that, the foundation of my perfection is Christ. It means that Jesus Christ came. The Bible says we have a high priest that came to the earth, and he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Why? Because he was tempted in all sides. So the problem is not that when you commit fornication, God has rejected you. No, or God has cut you off. The reason we keep preaching holiness is that you stay holy is because as for the forgiveness, God will forgive you. But the reason God doesn't want you to continue, that is a consequence he cannot stop. Yes. The consequence of you going through the difficulty made God cry. He bleed. Every father, every mother, if you have ever raised children and they are sick, sometimes you wish you take the sickness. You don't want the child to have cold. There are sometimes we use our mouth to suck the phlegm from their nose. You don't want to. No, as I was raising my children, the greatest thing I hate is to see them sick or cry. I just don't want to see them cry. What is going on? What is happening? I wish that whatever is making them cry, come to me and leave them alone. It has not changed. If we be evil, can have such a feeling. What about our Heavenly Father, who is not just love, but God is love. God is love. God is love. God is love. He is not practicing it. The love is his nature. If the same way we have good feeling for our children, what about the Father who begotten us? For God so loved the world. It means that while we were still sinners, he loved us. Am I talking to somebody here today? This is the reason. I'm going to end by telling you that, listen, it's not easy. So if you sit down, you don't want to fast, you don't want to pray, you don't want to be spiritual, you'll find yourself in a place that if you don't take it, the day the trumpet will sound, you'll be doing what you'll not be qualified for the sound of the trumpet. We are not just living on the earth. We are living in a transit zone. This is not our permanent place. We cannot gain the whole world and lose our soul. A soul cannot be compared to the wealth of the world. So don't sit down and start having a calculated idea. When you marry, keep the love and the peace in the marriage and develop. If you love a person, you will not find it difficult to leave something for the person.
Yes.
Every struggle in our life is the absence of love. That's all. Absence of love. I've never thought of those things. I've never even thought about the fact that I have properties that belong to me. It's not mine. My where I'm heading towards, I'm looking for something. The Bible says Moses did not decide to enjoy pleasure for a season, but he decided that he will suffer affliction, my goodness, with the people that are suffering. So what is it? Everything you are having is temporary. It's love. We are doing things out of convenience. So because of that, that's what it is. If you don't marry the person, if you don't love the person, don't marry her. Because marriage is complicated. And it's very complicated. Sometimes that is why I pause in preaching about the home. And I talk about family life. There are things that happen to my family. It might not be applicable to your family. It will be difficult for you to accept it unless you go back to the well. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Because women are different. They have different temperament. Some of them express love, some don't. You can marry a woman who doesn't express the love by emotion. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. But he doesn't know how to just hold your nose, touch your breast and squeeze it. But he loves you to the depth of your heart. See, the love is genuine. You can only get that love by their actions. No, but if you come here as a person, you just say that's for me. My wife only give me a kiss every time he hug me. Then you are trying to condemn the one who doesn't do it. He is caught up to force himself and force herself. So say, oh, kiss you, oh yeah, we know a cow.
Anyway, giving a Lamborghini to somebody who is learning driving. And we just give the car to him and tell the person to move. So sometimes we have to preach the word. And sometimes we have to be careful the way we share our experiences. Because your experiences might not be applicable to another person. And the fact that he doesn't do your style does not mean he has failed. There are women here, they don't do the kind of things you do. And unfortunately, there's another thing, let me correct it. Most of the things you have learned, you learn it from movies. Nigerian movies.
Ghana movies, Hollywood movies, and you have forgotten that what you are watching is acting. Somebody standing there and say, do it this way. So somebody standing there and say, okay, stand there. Action! Okay? Now, what you are watching now, you are crying, is being edited. The people acting it, it's not their life. So the things they act, they can't practice. They can never practice. No, they put rub in their eyes and cry. And you two are watching, you are crying. And the thing has gripped you. Take you to a dream. You wake up, you learn a lesson. Somebody told me a story. He said that he was watching a Nigerian movie. A woman served his husband Benku, and the Benku started talking. Crack, 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 crack. How many of you have watched that movie before? Yeah. Jesus! And put it there. He said that day he came home and the wife served him Benku. You see what the devil can do? What you watch affects your... Oh, Jesus. Anything you hear, anything you watch, it affects your life, whether you like it or not. Eh? You can watch a movie and finish. And that is why the only way for the thing not to affect you, have a strong spirit. Strong spirit. Strong spirit. Sometimes I used to watch a movie with mommy. Mommy would be crying, say, I won't watch anything with you again. Then, no, because he has to enjoy the thing. Mommy, mama, I say, to have a strong spirit. Some of you, how many of you have watched movie and cried before? Lift up your hand. Oh, lift your hand. Jesus is watching you. Lift up. Don't lie. Even yesterday you cried. Don't you remember? One day come and watch it with me. You see that no tears will come. What I will say in the movie, you will never watch a movie with me again. No, because the way my mind works, if you don't take it, you will learn things. You will come. A lot of you, your home is controlled by movies. Consciously or unconsciously. There are good things you have learned. You have learned those acting of... There is a movie director. So the thing is, it's somebody's script. He sat down and write it. And call Vicky, come and act. Terena Sawunya, near the rough part in Amam. Obiana the part of acting. If you call patients or Zogo, there's a particular part you can act. She would deal with you. I said that this woman has acted so rough that when they act nice, it doesn't fit her. It doesn't. You know her for that rough edge. Are you getting what I'm talking about? That's what it is. But the thing is that you cannot take those advice and neglect the Bible. Because all those things, it will hit the wall and bounce back. But if you encounter the truth... So I am living with a man that my salary is bigger than him. My income is so big. Why should I respect the man? The Bible says, he didn't check the salary. He said, wife, submit yourself to your own husband. It didn't say poor or rich. Because God is talking about hierarchy. What is the hierarchy? The head of the woman is the man. Because anything with two heads is a monster. Everything that has two heads, the head of the woman is the man. The head of the man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. So we are dealing with a hierarchy. Somebody must report to somebody. So the reason why you must submit to the man, even though you have good income, is because you are obeying what the truth is saying. And you cannot obey the truth and be disadvantaged. It's not possible. You cannot walk in the truth. Anytime you crash, you will step out of the truth. I'm preaching. Put the scripture there. Let me end. Hallelujah. Put it there. Put it there. For the preaching of the cross is to them. So don't listen to what I'm preaching. If you are not saved, then you don't need what I'm preaching. In fact, when you listen, it will not help you. I don't like to see religious people listen to what I'm preaching. It will not help them. Because the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishly. Come to the New Living Translation. That's what I said. Watch it. The message of the cross is foolish to those who headed for destruction. They are making a choice. But we who are being saved know. Who are being saved know it is the very power of God. Go down. Let's go down. Go down. Keep on going. 19. As the scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. Wait there. Let's go to the King James first. Before we come to the commentary, let's grant the translation. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. It means that they have some intelligence. Come back to New Living Testament. They have some understanding. They are prudent, but it's worldly based. Yes, so I don't have time to go to the book of James and show you that there is wisdom that is devilish. There is wisdom that is sensual. So the way you are trying to use your body to win the guy's love is not based on the word. Because sometimes your foolishness can tell you that if you give your body to him, he will stay with you. It's sensual. It's sensual. It might have worked for somebody, but it has consequences. The truth of the matter is that if a man truly loves you, even if you don't give him sex for 5 years, he will stay. If it's a genuine love. Because Jacob stayed for 14 years. 14 years to kiss one girl. 14 years. 14. You can have example in the Bible. 14 years. 14 years. But your sensual knowledge is telling, because do you know what? That is what social media is preaching. You want to wear some dress and show your back like this. Because something is telling you that when a man sees your tie, you are peace. No, fine. You get attracted to certain men. There are certain class of men you get attracted to. When they see your tie, the sensual, the carnality will let them get attracted to you. But they will never necessarily be a husband material. Because listen, all the husband materials in the church, if you see somebody who has married his wife for 25 years, 30 years, 26 years, 15 years, is based on Christ. Especially if both of them are sound. I'm not talking about your 10 years. That is always an asset. Oh, Jesus Christ. Today it's crash. The next day, Aboboya. The next day, Okada. And then instead, I'm talking about there are some marriages that are sound. Sound. The woman is not under pressure. He's not waking up to think about when is my husband coming home. There is no accusation of adultery. There's no accusation of cheating. Everything is sound. They are not perfect. But if they quarrel, it's a silence war for just some few hours. And they come together. And even after they come together, it strengthens their love. If you have that, the base, the foundation is the word. They are doing it because there is an amount of fear. The foundation is Christ. Christ is first the foundation. And it's also the word is based on the authority of God's word. So them has difficult marriages. Difficult men, but they still submit to them. Yes. The men, they don't deserve their submission. But they do it because the Bible says they should do it. And the reason they are doing it because they have Christ inside them. If you don't have Christ, or you have half Christ, or some of you are always quarter. As the scripture say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. Wow. Keep on going. Let me show them something. Huh? So where does this leave the philosophers? Where does he leave the philosophers? Those are the people that we are preaching, and they completed their master's degree. Some of them are doctorate, but they don't know Christ. Ah! Do you know some people God sent to go and preach to people are illiterate? Peter never gone to school. The scientists say they were shocked about the guys. Where did these people learn letters? Knowing that they are illiterate people. Because the wisdom they are producing is not a worldly one. No. It's not a philosophical idea. It's based on the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So a fisherman who has never been to school is standing before the Sanhedrin, and his wisdom cannot be resisted. Ooh. Ooh. There is a one you have. Oh, it's an Oxford wisdom. That's a limitation. You will do things that later pride will not let you come and confess what I did is wrong. But in the deep side of your bedroom, soaking your pillow with you. Tears, you'll be asking, had I not, why did I do this? And you come out chesting up as if you have it all. There are people wearing suits in the office, demonstrating the power of a boss, but inside they are dead. Hear this, That is why I told you, you need anointing. If you continue on the way you are going, it will never help. There must be a reset. Do you know the reason why Rahab came to Jerusalem? His life was reset. For a prostitute to marry one of the wealthiest family in that city and still survive, it's a reset. When God resets your life, it will look as if you don't have a past.
That's right.
It means that the past will, there will be so much grace that the past will not be used against you. And that one can only happen supernaturally. Without the supernatural, forget it. So, where can we get this thing done? It has to take the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and good. So, it doesn't change. How God anointed Abed, Papa Akron. How God anointed Elijah. How God anointed. So, you can only do good when you are anointed. With that anointing, don't try it. No. Every good you do will have an ulterior motive. Acts 10:38. Give me the King James Version before we come to 1 Corinthians 1:20. How God anointed Malachi. How God anointed Nana Kofi. How God anointed Nana Se. How God anointed Nana Sewa. How God anointed Jesus Christ. So even God came on earth, he need anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. The only people that can do good without ulterior motives are those who carry the oil. How God anointed. So without anointing, forget it. The foundation for the anointing is Christ. Every benefit in the kingdom starts with Christ. Anything you get before Christ, the Bible. This Bible, that is what I'm telling you. Make sure you are not a professor of the Bible before you come to know Christ. You must know Christ first before the word comes. Because the latter kill it, but the spirit give it life. Atmosphere determines everything. There's an atmosphere for party. There's an atmosphere for funeral. There's an atmosphere for romance. Oh, don't stop me. Stop all stop. I don't stop those things. I don't like those kind of hypocrisy. What are you talking about? No. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, sound determines feeling. What you hear determines how you feel. When I say Osama bin Laden, there's a feeling you have. When I say Saddam Hussein, there's a feeling you have. When I say Jesus, there's a feeling you have. Yeah. So watch this. What you hear, tell me how you feel. I cannot sit in your car and you are praying, killing me softly. And I'll conclude that you are spiritual. In fact, when you sit in a man's car and he's giving a lift, and when you sit down, you hear, killing me softly. Immediately, you must jump through the boot. Walk out. If you continue to sit in the car, you yourself, you are not spiritual. You are not spiritual. I'm telling you. Right? If you tell me that you sit in somebody's car and he squeeze you, right from the entrance to the car, you must be able to discern who the man is. Straightforward. You must be able to discern who the man is. Straightforward. Discernment, it must be activated. Amen. Look at it. How God anointed Jesus Christ. Come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Let me finish that and close. So, where does this leave the philosophers? The scholars and the world's brilliant debaters. You can't wait no more dear them. You can't wait almost say, I wonder how they still listen to us. So it means that there is something about us. You say that the Pharisees, they keep coming to Jesus' meeting. They keep coming. Because you can do nothing against the truth.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dew Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933.
Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233 274 009933 or +233 242 47265. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Plot 16 Mutual Road, Prampram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City Mutual Prampram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the